Welcome to Journal Club for November 13th, 2024. I'm Malcolm Diggs. In 1998, NASA launched the Mars Climate Orbiter. The spacecraft was designed to orbit Mars and relay vital atmospheric data back to Earth. For months, the orbiter traveled through space, with mission control monitoring its progress and making minor adjustments as needed. Anticipation built as the team prepared for the critical moment when the orbiter would enter Mars's orbit. On the scheduled day, engineers gathered together, awaiting confirmation that the spacecraft had successfully positioned itself around Mars. Instead, they were met with an unsettling silence. Attempts to contact the orbiter failed, and it became clear that the Mars Climate Orbiter was lost, its mission ending abruptly as it vanished into the Martian atmosphere. The cause of all this? Someone on the team hadn't read the docs. In their codebase was one file called SM_forces, and the docs said that person needed to put thruster performance data in that configuration file in metric units. They never read that, so they wrote that file in English units. Nobody else caught it because everyone else assumed that everyone else had followed the instructions, and the orbiter was lost forever. Whoops. I think we can all relate. Not reading the docs is kind of a universal experience. It's true of technical people, it's true of non-technical people, it's true of younger people and older people. It's true of every country and culture and community. Nobody reads the docs. Think about it. When was the last time you read the instruction manual for a new appliance, or the user manual that came with your car, or the user guide that accompanied a new piece of software that you signed up for? As someone who has written quite a lot of technical documentation in my life, I can tell you with certainty, the only time the average person will actually read the docs is when they have no other choice and have exhausted every other option. People are going to be people, and people don't read docs, period. In most facets of life, this is a minor irritant. It doesn't really matter, but if you're launching a Mars orbiter, or more to the point of this paper, operating a scientific lab, it really does matter. Let's say, for example, that you're running that lab, and you've hired or granted a number of scientists to work or conduct research there. There's lots of extremely expensive, fragile, and dangerous equipment around, but there is no shortage of standard operating procedures. SOPs for how you enter the lab, how you dress, what actions you can perform in each room, all the do's and all the don'ts. Plus, every piece of equipment has meticulous documentation to make sure it can be operated safely and effectively. Every square inch of your facility and every eventuality the scientists might encounter is covered by careful, detailed docs. Docs that nobody's gonna read. Checkmate. What are you supposed to do? Only hire people who make up the tiny sliver of the population who actually reads docs? No. Historically, you cover this situation by pairing the new people with experienced people. The experienced person hasn't necessarily read the docs either, but they have been doing this work for long enough to know what the docs say, even without having read them. They've made all the mistakes, they've learned all the lessons, and can babysit the new people to make sure they don't blow us all up. The question that today's authors are wrestling with is there another way? Is it possible to leverage large language models, LLMs, to stand in for the senior scientists in this example? Is it possible to construct a system that reads all the docs, takes in all the context, and is able to guide the user through the use of the machinery and equipment? Further, is it possible for an LLM to actually take the reins of the equipment? So rather than coaching a researcher through the use of the tools, the scientist just asks the LLM to use the machine and perform procedures on their behalf, and the system takes it from there. Is that possible? Are these kinds of functionalities currently viable, or are they all still a way off? In this paper, they attempt to develop a system that can handle all of these tasks. They call it CALMS, C-A-L-M-S, the Context-Aware Language Model for Science. CALMS is not just a question-answering tool. It's a multifaceted, LLM-driven assistant capable of understanding, guiding, and even automating scientific tasks. The name Context-Aware, the CA in CALMS, is crucial. Calms is designed to interpret user queries with the scientific and procedural context, allowing it to provide relevant, actionable answers that could rival human expertise in precision. Chain of thought, COT, reasoning is a technique that enables large language models to process complex, multi-step tasks by breaking them down into a series of logical steps. This approach allows the model to reason through each part of the task, making it especially effective in scenarios that require precise, sequential actions. In the context of this paper, chain of thought is essential for enabling the Calms system to guide scientific procedures accurately and reliably. By using chain of thought, Calms can mimic the problem-solving approach of an experienced researcher, ensuring that each step in a lab task builds on the last, leading to more dependable outcomes. Let's dive into how Calms operates and what makes it such a powerful tool for scientific facilities. Calms comprises four main components: a large language model, conversational memory, a document store equipped with semantic search, and a set of instrument tools capable of controlling lab equipment. The first component is a large language model itself, the brain of Calms. The LLM can process natural language, interpret complex scientific questions, and formulate precise, context-sensitive responses. In the experiments described, the authors used both GPT 3.5 and Vicuna, an open-source model, to test Calms' capabilities. The choice of LLM is flexible. Calms can function with any capable model, meaning the labs aren't locked into a single vendor's ecosystem. This flexibility allows for cost saving and adaptability as newer models emerge. The LLM in this role is not just regurgitating information, but actively interpreting and applying stored knowledge to answer domain-specific questions accurately. The second component is conversational memory, a system that allows Calms to maintain a coherent dialogue over multiple interactions. Imagine a researcher engaged in a complex procedure requiring several steps. Each follow-up question the researcher asks depends on Calms' memory of previous instructions. The conversational memory lets Calms keep track of these exchanges, allowing the LLM to respond with contextually appropriate information and maintain continuity. The memory has limitations, though. It must operate within a set window of the most recent interactions, which means Calms retain short-term conversational history rather than a full conversation log. The third component is the document store paired with a semantic search function. This tool leverages Retrieval Augmented Generation, RAG, a framework that enables Calms to access vast amounts of facility documentation without overwhelming the LLM's processing capacity. Rather than blindly searching for keywords, semantic search scans documents for meaning. Calms indexes text in small, semantically rich segments, using embeddings in a vector database for easy retrieval. This structure allows Calms to provide accurate and nuanced answers that align with the specific documentation for each scientific instrument or protocol. For instance, if a scientist needs help setting up an advanced tomography scan, Calms can retrieve only the most relevant protocol sections and walk the user through them step by step, effectively combining pre-stored knowledge with real-time retrieval. The fourth component is the instrument tools interface. This part of Calms is the bridge to the physical world, allowing the LLM to issue commands directly to lab equipment. The authors implemented this capability by configuring Calms to interact with robotic systems and control software, such as SPECT for diffraction measurements. In practice, a researcher can ask Calms to perform a specific experimental setup, and Calms responds by adjusting equipment settings based on predefined experimental parameters. The authors demonstrated this by having Calms perform a diffraction measurement, where it retrieved data, calculated the necessary motor settings, and issued commands to move the equipment into position. This is a significant leap forward in automation, as Calms can now translate high-level inputs into precise mechanical actions. Now, you might be wondering, how does an LLM control a robot or hardware or software? Isn't it text in, text out? The part I glossed over a minute ago is that yes, the LLM does technically just return text. Then there is a middleware component that uses a simple pattern match to see which of the available commands the LLM is asking to invoke. And that middleware interacts with the hardware's SDK or invokes whatever API needs to be called. Together, the four big components make CALMS a cohesive, versatile system. It's essential to note that CALMS design intentionally supports modularity. Any component, including the LLM, can be swapped with an alternative, enhancing both the adaptability and longevity of the system. To evaluate CALMS, the authors conducted multiple tests to assess its accuracy, relevance, and ability to avoid hallucination. With semantic search enabled, CALMS significantly reduced hallucinations compared to LLM-only models. For instance, without context, both Vicuna and GPT-3.5 occasionally provided irrelevant answers or invented plausible sounding but incorrect tools. With CALMS' context-aware capabilities, these hallucinations were minimized, yielding accurate, comprehensive answers. In operational guidance and automation tasks, CALMS consistently provided relevant and actionable responses, and its accuracy in carrying out automated actions was particularly noteworthy. In other words, it didn't do an incredible job, but it did pretty well as long as the hallucinations were kept at bay. The way to keep them at bay was to provide tons and tons of context with every invocation. A lot of this research didn't do anything we hadn't seen before. As I said, it was mostly a simple RAG setup, fairly standard. The interesting part of this paper for me, and I think the takeaway for all of us, is how the authors put the LLM in the driver's seat to control actual physical machines. That little middleware layer that they really barely mentioned at all in the paper is probably the most interesting part of this research. This implementation was a crude pattern match, as I said, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see future research that pulls that thread, goes deeper and deeper into what's possible when you have an interpreter for your LLM that reads its directions and translates them to real-world actions. Something to keep an eye on for sure. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Digg signing off. See you tomorrow.